Is it like a salamander?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of like a salamander. Mm-hmm.
But how would it be different than a salamander?
Bigger, probably, and bigger around.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, then he finally got a roof on that, and then he moved. Oh, and he had it dug a cellar out. You went down the stairs to this basement, and then to the right, he dug a cellar. And of course, they kept their food in there, home canned or big quantities of food. And also, when he had the light plant to generate electricity, then the batteries for the light plant were in that cellar. So that's where we stored most of the food down there, except canned food would rust, you know, and we'd put it in cases under the bed, or mostly.
What about your clothing? Where did you store that?
Well, we didn't have that many clothes. We had chiffer robes. Do you know what a chiffer robe is?
Uh-uh.
Well, it's a wooden sort of cupboard-like thing, probably about 6 foot tall and maybe 5 feet wide, and the right-hand side was a door that opened, and it had place to hang 10, 12 items on hangers. Then on the left-hand side, there was a short door, and that opened up, and you put a hat. You put a Western hat in that, and then below it was 5 or 6 drawers.
So
that was the closet. That was the chiffer robe.
They had no built-in closets, though.
No, we didn't have any built-in closets.
What about a storage room up above the house?
Attic.
Did you have one of those?
Nope.
Not at all. Okay. And we're talking about this building here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's called a... That building is called a...
House.
And if you had two of those, they would be called... One house, two...
Two houses.
There you go. Okay. And what?
Sure.
It's like we're playing games, isn't it? I'm sorry.
That's all right. My mind goes somewhere else.
It's not your fault. What about, did you have something on the top of the house that would catch the water as it would come off the roof?
The gutters?
Did you have those?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you'd call them?
Gutters or rain troughs.
I see. Okay.
There's not very many left. Eave troughs, I guess they call them now.
Was there a wooden siding on the house?
Yes, there was. Uh-huh. And they covered it with rubberoid.
I see. What would they call that wooden siding, though, to begin with? Is that what they would call
Clapboard?
It?
Clapboard.
That's what they call it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the main ranch building. Did the main ranch building have a special name?
He called it the Oasis Ranch, or the headquarters.
Okay, and this whole thing was the Oasis Ranch?
Yes, sir. All 33 sections.
33 sections. Wow. How big's a section?
640 acres.
How did they get all that land?
Very difficultly.
You worked.
You worked like a dog.
Oh, repaired cars, sold used cars.
Okay, I'd like to tell you just the quick story on that.
Please.
My daddy back east at Center Buck from Illinois had a ranch in Montana, and my daddy was wonderful with motors and things, and daddy wanted to go west, and so Center Buck said, come to Montana and you can work for me. Well, daddy got as far as Glendale, and he had an old Lions car, and in the middle of the night he needed some money, and so he woke two brothers up in Glendale, sold him the car for $500, and they went and woke the banker up, and he paid Daddy the $500, and Daddy caught the train and went to Billings.
Wow.